Okay, from both sides. So we're in Kuf Samet Ches. Sif. What Sif are we? Let me see where we are. Sif Tes. And we have a real challenge tonight. We're going to do Sif Tes and then Sif Yud. I always used to think was one of the most difficult Seifim in Orachayim. But we're prepared. Okay, and given all the background we have and the context, I think you'll feel good tonight that we'll be able to do this and actually understand it. Because the average Yodea Sefer, the average Talmud Chacham, you tell them about this Sif, they'll tell you, oh, that's very difficult, very difficult. All right. But as an introduction, let me just read the following Gemara. And this is from our Perek of Kesed Mavarchim. It's only one line, but listen carefully because this is really the yesod to the halachas that we're learning. So, Lamed Zayin Hamad Aleph in Brachas, the Gemara quotes a Tosefta. Hakoseis es hachita, and we already learned about the word koseis, you're munching, or you know, if you have a raw piece of grain or nibbling on a raw piece of grain, specifically wheat here. It's no different you're eating a carrot, okay? You say bari pri adama. Now, tachana, what's tachana? Tochen, you grind it up. Afa'a, you bake it. Okay, tanur. Now, if it would stop here, okay, what do you have? You have lechem, finished. But and you still have lechem, but the case continues. Ubishla. So essentially, you have lechem, but you take lechem, and what do you do with it? And now you mevashel it. Okay? And remember, the definition of bishul is in liquid, in water. Boiling it, obviously, is a straightforward case. Okay? Knedel, for example. One second. It's a straightforward case. Is boiling it like a knedel? And frying. So that already depends how much shemen there is. Okay? How much shemen? But if there's more than just a little bit of shemen there to make sure it doesn't get burned, for many, deep fried, definitely. Deep fried is no question. It's those in-between cases.
Pan frying is the question.
Pan frying, right.
Because so, that's only...
Right. But even pan frying, usually we consider halachically to be bishul. So, again, tachana afa'a ubishla. What bracha do you make on it now? So what's the tosefta? I have lechem here. So what's the question? Is it changed? Can you change it? There you go. So the Tosefta gives you the din. Bismancha prusos kayamos. As long as the pieces are still intact, okay, they didn't dissolve in the bishul, because normally if you're going to boil the bread, one of the things that might happen is it dissolves. So as long as the prusos are kayamos, betchila mevarech aleh hamotzi lechem min haaretz v'lasof mevarech aleh gimel brachos. In other words, what's the din? It's still lechem.
Wait, but why gimel brachos if it's real lechem?
No, gimel brachos is birkas hamazon.
Oh, I thought...
No, that's me'ein gimel. Me'ein gimel. Shalosh brachos. Remember, the fourth bracha is only al haruge beitar.
So it's prusos kayamos and suros apostle, those is that synonymous?
That's going to be in Shulchan Aruch. That's going to be in Shulchan Aruch. Im ein ha prusos kayamos. But what if the prusos are not kayamos? And again, like Albie's pointing out, we'll have to really define what that means. But the pashtus, they dissolved to quite a degree in the bishul. All right? Betchila mevarech aleha barei mina mezonos v'lebasof mevarech aleha bracha achas me'ein gimel. So in other words, I make a mezonos and an al hamichya.
Does that mean the pieces broke up?
Yeah, dissolved. Yeah,
but they're still there.
So again, we'll have to define exactly what prusos kayamos and ena kayamos means, but they dissolve to some degree. To what degree is yet to be defined. So what happened here halachically? I had lechem gamur. And what happened with that lechem gomor? And what happened to it, though? It went from lechem to what?
To
mezonos. To mezonos.
Lower.
Lower. So, let me ask you something. That's the halakha of the Tosefta. So let's say it's a case of prusos einon kayamos. We have to make a mizonos. What if I would be koveya suda? You hear the question? I'm koveya suda. I'm mizman shaprusos einon kayamos. What would you think is the halacha? So before you answer, I'll ask you different. Oatmeal, right? What is oatmeal? It's grains, right? And I mean, I don't even know the oatmeal.
You never have
wheat.
Tano. You never have tano.
That's what I'm asking. That's not tano at all,
no,
right?
Tano.
There's no tano at all. That's the key here. And then I boil it.
I boil it.
What bracha do I make on that? Mizonos. They're the oat, because it's not the...
The oat itself is mizonos.
I don't know. The oatmeal that we had that was already crushed up, and it's chunked together. Kosis es hachita is an individual piece. We didn't learn that sugya yet. When does a little piece become, and here I'm going to tell you the next halachic category, we really have not learned, masa kedera. Masa kedera is this oatmeal that when we'll boil it up in water, and it's a mass, correct? It's not individual pieces. It's not a kosis es hachita, or es hasa'ora, right? So that becomes a masa kedera. On a masa kedera, you make a mizonos. What if I'm koveya suda on a masa kedera? It was never lechem. Okay, it was never afia. So even if I'm koveya suda on the masa kedera, on the oatmeal, it's no motzi, there's no berakas hamazon. So now that you know that halacha, I'll ask you again. Tachna afa'a ubishla v'haprusas einon kayamos. I make a mizonos. What if I'm koveya suda? What would you say?
That was bread before.
Right? So the question is, it goes down to mizonos, but to where? Does it become like pasabob kisnin? Or does it become like masa kedera? So the halacha is...
It's not possible of kissing. It doesn't fit into any of the categories that we have.
Okay, so...
We have three categories.
All right, so it's masa kedera. That's the... It loses. It's no longer lechem. That's what halachically happened here. It's no longer lechem. So what is it? It's no different than the oatmeal, the raw oatmeal that I boil. So here, it was bread, but by boiling it, and by the fact that the prusos are einon kayamos, it's the equivalent of oatmeal. It's masa kedera. Okay? And masa kedera, even if you're koveya suda, does not change things. So that is the halacha here as well. But what I want to get out of this, that's the big chiddush here. Not only does it lose the shem lechem, but it now becomes a masa kedera. So it's even less than possible to kiss them. Okay. With this little background here, let's look in Shulchan Aruch. So again, Kuf Samaches, Sif Tes. Pas Gamur, Afilu Pachos Mikazayis. Okay, Pas Gamur is, there's no other ingredients. There's water and flour, maybe yeast, and I bake it in a tanur, okay? But now, I take a little piece off of it, right? A little piece, even less than a kazayas. Mevarach olav hamotzi. Even a mashahu. I make a motzi. So in other words, for a bracha rishona, even a mashahu. Pachas mikazayas, you make a motzi. So it's in, the truth of the matter is, we mentioned this. Netilas yadayim is because of the halachas of tumas ochlin. The minimum amount of ochel that can become tameh is a kabetza. So the truth of the matter is, you know, I don't know halacha l'maisa, but I would think, if you would ask me, I know that I'm not even going to eat a kazayas of bread. Never mind a kabetza. Kabetza is almost double that. I would not be notil yadayim, you know? I would not be notil yadayim. And I know we're not, you know, today we don't eat so much, even we do eat bread, we don't eat so much bread. It's not a, all right, the one saving grace is that we learned at Magen Avraham a few weeks ago that Kviya Suda, when I'm eating bread together with a whole meal, basar, or dogim, and side dishes, that maybe all of that is mitzarev to the bread. So that's for the Kviya Suda, you know? So I don't know about with reference to Birkas HaMazon, that's a different question. We have not learned that. But Sonatilus Yadayim is a different situation as well. So here the Chiddush of the Mechaber, and by the way, the reason he tells us this, there are Rishonim that say that you need a Kazayas for a Hamotzi, and obviously we do not Paskin like that. We Paskin, take a little piece of bread, no matter how small, you got to make a Motzi. But this is Pasgomer. So all these Halachas of you have to eat a certain amount, that's not by Pasgomer, that's by Pasabo Bekisnen. All right? Avala Acharav, Einu Mavarech Klum, Kol Shalo Achal Kazayas. So we, of course, Birkas HaMazon, Midor Raisa, you have to eat Kedei Sviya, V'yachalta V'sovata U'veirachta. But Midrabanan, and you know, Kadosh Baruch Hu defends his people to the Malachim, right? The whole Mas, the Malachim say that the Am Yisrael is not worthy to get the Torah. So the Baruch Hu says, look at this. My Torah says they only have to say Birkas HaMazon for Sviya, and they're Machmir Ad Kazayas or Ad Kabait. So that's the Machlokas. We Paskin and we bench on a Kazayas. Okay? All right, so that is Tziv Tes.
I think you have to special shoe to describe what is a Kazayas.
So, you know what? I saw an interesting.
The
regular rye bread?
No.
Well, I'll give it to you right now. So, we get confused on matzah, the one time that Achilas Kazayas is Midoraisa. Is a matzah. He was matzah mitzvah. So they say it depends. Well, if it's a machine matzah, they'll tell you a little bit more than about 3/4 of a matzah. The handmade depends how big these handmaids are, because matzah though is the volume is a lot thinner. You know, I think if you break it up and you put it and you measure it by volume, it's a lot less. But if you take a regular rye bread loaf, the middle slices, which I guess are the bigger slices, half of that. I think that's a good way of roughly picturing what a kazayas is. All right? So if you think of a half of a sandwich, one piece of that bread.
Based
you follow?
On that, based on what you're saying now, and you go to the smorgasbord and you have a quarter of a rye bread, exactly a quarter.
Okay.
Where they put a little meat on top or something.
So yes, whether you have to bench or not?
No, you don't even have to wash. They wash it.
But what about motzi?
Motzi you have to
make.
No question.
Okay.
It's clear.
Yeah.
But now based on this, you don't have to wash.
We're not learning the Tzilas Yadayim tonight, and I'm
not
paskening.
Really
I'm just telling you. If you
benching, of course not.
No, benching, of course not either. But you know. So who do you know that goes to a smorgasbord and knows that that's all he's going to eat?
Okay.
Why? Okay, but so who do you know that doesn't eat for an hour in a smorgasbord? And anyway, then we go to a suda anyway. So. All right. But if you have such a heck of timsa that that's all that you're going to eat, you have to ask a shala. Maybe you're not know till you're dying for that. Okay. Also within a certain time. Correct. Okay. All right. Now we get to the difficult Sif Yud. Now, what Sif Yud is about is basically what the Tosefta was about, and that is how does Pas Gomor lose its din and what its status, and when does Pas Gomor not lose its status, even though you're creating some significant changes to it. Now, the Halakha L'maisa, I think we come across this most of the time on Pesach. Because I've mentioned already a few times, Pesach, you don't bake and cook on Pesach with raw flour because of the chametz problem. So what do they use for flour? It's really matzah meal. What is matzah meal? Or matzah flour? It's pas gomur that's crumbled up, perurim. Okay? So that's really what we're talking about, pas gomur, that you do significant things to. I will mention one other thing just briefly. This is also lemaisa. You know, the croutons. Many times they put them in soup, on salads. Do you have to wash or not on croutons? So, I order a salad from Sammy's Bagels, okay? I should charge advertising, you know? And they put on croutons on the salad. And nobody eats bread with that. Do I have to wash for those croutons? So, Albie? What do you mean? So less than a kizayis? I said the wrong thing. Not do I have to wash? Do I have to make a motzi?
Yes. According to this, yes.
Okay, would you agree with him?
No.
All right, now he's assuming. What is Arturo assuming? So Arturo is assuming that it's pas gomor. If it's pas gomor, of course I have to make a motzi. But is it pas gomor? What are croutons? What else could they be?
They're just fried.
What? Not fried. All grain. Slow. It could be. But well, what else could it be? It could be pas gomor, or it could be pasabog bekisnin. If you remember, the third sheet of pasabog bekisnin is ka'achim, like bread sticks and flatbread. So croutons could be the same thing. Because kosasin is very hard. You munch on it. You eat it in a different way than l'rei avon. So that's the question, and you have to be mevarer. So Takaya asked, what does Sammy Bagel say there?
Well, he says if you're sliding.
What did he say they are? Give me the mitzvahs.
He said it's bread.
It's bread. You know what they do in Sammy's Bagels? They take old bread that's dried and hard. It's pas gomor. So Arturo was right, because Arturo was talking with him. If Sammy's Bagels, at least the mitzvahs that we had half a year ago, you have to make a motzi in those croutons.
Yeah, those
but the truth of the matter is, the croutons, like at home, would you know, they buy in the pack.
Those little things in the
the mandolin. You know, the mandolin.
Oh, those little things.
Yeah. Mandolin, no, that's not even.
Soup.
What?
The
mandolin also, but even, I'm talking about croutons now. The croutons that you buy in the supermarket, those are possible bekisnin. Why? Because there's so many other tavlin in there. You know? So it's already the possible bekisnin and the other shitas, because you have all the other ingredients in there. So that's possible bekisnin. All right? So the croutons at home, you don't have to make a motzi. The crouton, and, you know, in a restaurant or whatever, you really have to ask. Because a restaurant many times will use old bread. They make their own croutons, so to speak. Okay? That's what we're learning now.
You can see that bread.
Yeah, right.
Because the ones that Murray's talking about,
Those are
that's tigun.
Awesome.
Right, I was just going to say that. Right, is that a fear? That might not even be a fear.
It's
what do we? What do you call those things? We have them all the time.
Croutons.
What do we put?
Croutons.
Also croutons.
Yeah. The yellow ones.
The little ones. Yeah, but I think Albie's right. That's not necessarily a fear. That's
tigun.
Okay. Okay. Sifyud. Okay. Chavitza. Oh, I'm sorry. Wait. I'm saying it like I know the whole Mishnah Berurah, but very rarely does the Mishnah Berurah give you a Hakdama. Okay? Here he gives you a Hakdama to this Seif. So that goes to prove my initial point that this is a difficult Seif. So look at Seif Katan Mem Tes in the Mishnah Berurah. You have it there. About 6-7 lines in the bottom. Agdim lo zeh ha-sa'if ha-kedama k'tzara. V'hu, de-yesh bo zeh shlosha afanim. In this coming sif, there's going to be three categories that the Mechaber deals with. Aleph, pas she-perer le-feirurim. Okay, you have lechem gomur, but you crumble it up now into small pieces, perurim, u-bishlo, and then you cook it. Okay, sounds like our Tosefta.
Sounds like our Knedler.
Well, no, we're not up to. Hold on. So talui bazeh. So it depends. Im ha-peirurim gedolim sheyesh behem kazayis. What's the equivalent phrase in the Tosefta for this that we just learned?
Kayama.
Right, prusas kayamas. So here you see the Mishnah Berurah says, what does prusas kayamas mean? If they're big enough pieces that have a kazayis, that's prusas kayamas. Lo nisbatel mehem shein pas. Afilu im al yedei habishul ozal mehem tovar lechem. So this is important. Even if there's no more tovar lechem, okay, the fact that you have pieces of a kazayis, it still maintains its shein lechem.
What's tovar lechem?
Surasapas. That's one possibility here. The second possibility is the second possibility in the Tosefta. The im ein bahem kazayis, namely ein on prusas kayamos, afilu im nira sheyesh aleihem tor lechem. Even if they still have tor lechem, mevorech bori mina mizonos, the shem tafshil aleihem. So what What determines if the shame lechem is maintained?
The size.
That's the only thing. That Torah lechem is irrelevant here. Whether it has Torah lechem or doesn't have Torah lechem, what counts here is the size. Does it have kazayas or does it not have kazayas size prusos?
But how could you have Torah lechem? How could you have a Torah lechem and not have more than a kazayas?
So you okay? So you see, I tell you, look,
croutons.
Look, if kazayas is a half of a rye piece, piece of bread, it's a big piece of rye kazayas.
But
anyway, so you see from here.
Starved, in other words,
he's going to say beferish that it's one. If you have one piece, even if you have one piece that's a kazayas, everything else is nigger after the one piece. But you see, look again. We said Torah lechem is a tough thing, but you see here, yes, you can't have Torah lechem tzura sapas teresa de nahama, even if it's less than a kazayas. So in this case here, you have breadcrumbs that you mevashel. What bracha you make on it depends if you have. If you have a prusa of a kazayas or not, okay, that's the first category. The second category, imlo bishlo. There was no bishul. So what did you do? So what's the question? Raksha peirer by ka'ara. You broke up the bread into a bowl. V'nischabru ha'peirum yachad al yidei dvash or marak. So honey or soup now. You crumple, this is almost like croutons. You take bread, you crumple it up, and now it becomes like a mass. And what creates the mass? The chibur, marak, or the honey. It's a dish that you're making, okay? With honey, it could be eggs, obviously, it's lav dafka dvash or marak. So now the question is, there's no bishul here. So now, what bracha do you make? So here, im yesh adayim aleihem tovar lechem, mevarach aleihem hamotzi, afilu im ein ha'peirurim kazayas. Even if there's no kazayas, if you have tovar lechem, that's enough for what? To maintain the shame lechem. So you see here, we're more makel. The shame lechem remains even with only one of the two. Even with only tovar lechem. Even if you don't have a kazayas, you still have the shame lechem. What's the difference between in the first case? In the first case, you had to have a kazayas. Here, you don't need a kazayas. Why? What's the difference between the first case and this case? The first case, if you remember, there was bishul. Here, there's only chibur with dvash marak. So that's why bishul degrades the lechem, right, to a much greater degree. So there you need size. You need a kazayas. Here, it doesn't degrade the lechem so much. Yeah. Even if I don't have a kazayas, if I still have tovar lechem, that's enough to maintain the shame lechem and the motzi. Okay? So again, just for our purposes, bishul, you require more. You require a kazayas. Here, there's no bishul, so you require less. Tovar lechem is enough, even if you don't have a kazayas, and we'll see the reverse is also true. If I don't have Torah lechem, but if I have a kazayas, it's also enough. So one or the other is enough in this case because there was no bishul. So the Mishnah Berurah continues. V'im ein bo Torah lechem. What if there's no more Torah lechem? Mavarach aleihem bari mina mizonos. Okay, and of course there's no kazayas here either. Ela im kain hayo behaperurim kazayas. But what if you do have a kazayas? But there's no Torah lechem, then you would say a motzi. So one more time, nischabru al yidei marak udvash. You need one or the other, either Torah lechem or kazayas, and that'll maintain lechem. If there's bishul, like in the first case, you have to have kazayas. What's the third? Let's just keep the momentum for 1 second. What's the third case? Kishalo bishul, okay, not like the first case of bishul, and furthermore, it's not like the second case. V'gam lo nischabru ha'pirurim yachad al yidei mashka, and there was no chibur with liquid. Aval im ha'pirurim dakin kisoles, afilu im ha'pirurim dakin kisoles mevorach aleihem hamotzi, deshein pas aleihem. So here, even kisoles, again, you think of matzah, there's matzah meal and matzah flour, right? Matzah flour is when it's crushed up to a much greater degree. So here, this is the question. What bracha do you make on matzah flour? Okay? What bracha do you make? And matzah flour is kasolas. It's ground up almost like flour. Right? So since there was no chibur al yidei mashke, like dvash or marak, and there was no bishul, so it's shem pasalehem. So in other words, even though there's no, prusos kayamos, right? No prusos kayamos in soles, and it's, is there Torah lechem? There's no Torah lechem either, in a sense. But you can't, there was nothing there to remove the shem lechem.
So there's kneva.
No! There's no bishul! It's not bishul. This is matzah flour. So to make I'll be happy, the first case, an example of the first case, is knedlach. So what bracha do you make on knedlach? What was the first case? Bishul. There were two possibilities, but there's only one way that you would make a motzi with bishul. What's the one way? Size. Is there size in knedlach?
Yeah.
You have
some.
So in Keren B'Yavne, when I was there 40 years ago, so we used to get ktsitsot sometimes for lunch. You know, what are ktsitsot? Hamburgers. But, you know, meat was very expensive, especially in those days. So you put bread in all the time. You remember your mother used to make ktsits, used to make it with bread. So that's the joke. They used to say you have to wash on the ktsitsot in Keren B'Yavne because the pieces of bread, there's more bread in there than meat. But there were pieces of kezias in there, okay? In knedels, it's usually much finer. You don't have pieces of kezias. So since it's bishul and there's no kezias, so what bracha do you make? First case. Second case, you have to think of a matzah case. I can't think. So you take lechem, crumpled up perurim, v'nischaber al yedei marak o dvash.
Without
bishul. Without
bishul.
Depends how much tigun there is.
Cake made from.
That's flour.
But that has other.
That's what a pas.
And also, we're not talking about other ingredients. This is pas, something that was pas. What do we have pas that without bishul? So, on Pesach, we must have stuff like that. So let's say a very dry, that's going to be tigun. All right, a very dry matzah brai. What is really no, it's not tigun that you can argue is bishul. I mean, quite frankly, I don't know. How do you make, you can make very dry matzah brais with very little shemen.
Also, some people make it whole, some people crack them up into small pieces.
Yeah, so whole is going to, yeah, prusas kayamos there.
It's
your,
Eggs.
But it's different because the shame you're starting out with real lech. It's like French toast we mentioned. There's a lot of eggs in French toast. That's lomala v'lomorid. Because again, look, what French toast here? So first of all, it's probably not bishul because again, you don't put that much shemen in there. Let's say you told me you make French toast. You put so much egg and other stuff. There's so much liquid, but still, it's prusas kayamos and it's tovar lechem. So let's say a dry matzah brai would be, I think, an example of the second case. So what's the second case? You only need one of the two qualifications for hamotzi, either tovar lechem or prusas kayamos, which I think most matzah brais would have that, right? You have one of the others. So you'd have to, it's a motzi. And the third case is matzah flour. Who eats matzah flour? I don't know. But that's the third case.
So really for pancakes, you really have to, not pancakes, it's French toast. You really have to wash and moisten.
Oh, yeah, French toast, of course.
Never moisten everything.
It's Torah lechem and prusas kayamos. I mean, the whole thing is there. The whole thing is there.
Bread.
Right.
It's bread. Please.
It's bread. Right.
Even if it's covered, it's
bread.
Or
right.
Until it's covered with oil when you cook it, then it's within the lechem.
But remember, here you have to remove the shem lechem in order for the motzi to disappear. To remove the shem lechem, you have to do a lot more. Okay, the Mishnah Brura did an excellent job of summarizing the Se'if, and I think now we shall see. We'll be able to read a very difficult Se'if more or less straight through. Okay, in the Mechaber now. Chavitza. dahainu, what is chavitza? Dahainu perure lechem shenitbakim ayidei marak. Okay? So chavitza is taka, you have broken up pieces of bread that are clung together in a mass. So there's two possibilities. Im nisbashel. So first of all, there's bishul. No, within bishul, there's two possibilities. So again, what was the driving din in bishul? One word, size. Okay. So im yesh behem kazayis afal pisha ein bo toar lechem mevorach hamotzi brukas hamazon. Okay, we know that. V'im ein behem kazayis, you don't have size. Again, this is a bishul case. Afal pisha nira sheyesh bo toar lechem. Find it interesting that he uses lashon shenira sheyesh bo lechem. Okay, so then what's the din? Ein umavarech elaborim minay mezonos ubracha achas miyein shalos, because you don't have size. And if we just, so this is the first case, very straightforward. So look in nun vav, okay, in the Mishnah Berurah, that's the Dibra Maskil Shenira Sheish Bohem Toar Lecha. What's Shenira? So again, remember there was Bishul here, so the Mishnah Berurah says in Nun Vav, the Kavan the Nispashel Einu Chashuv Toar Lechem. You see what he says? It's almost like the Mishnah Berurah is saying, there might actually be the shape of a bread, but the fact that it was Mevushal, it's not considered Toar Lechem. V'im lo bishlum b'kedera ela tignum b'mashke b'machavas, you put it in a pan and you fried it with quite a bit of oil. B'mashke mashlum b'mogan avram sivkatan lamadvav the lo habi kabishul u'mahani b'toa lechen kabola kame b'ofen hasheni. So this is going to make a very big difference. Do we consider this tigud in a machvas? A machvas, is a deeper pan. Okay, actually no. It's not. I'm saying marcheshes is a deeper pan. Machbas is a regular pan. But is this considered bishul or not? Whether it's considered bishul or not will depend whether it's like the first case or like the second case. Meaning, do we need size to maintain the motzi? Or is it enough to have either toa lechem or size? So that's what the Mishnah Berurah is telling us. That if it's not like bishul, then just one toa lechem enough is going to be enough. Lefidas Shari Hachronim Sham Ein Hechrech Lidvarov. A lot of the other Hachronim don't agree with the Magen Avraham that this Tikun is not considered like Bishul. And now the Mishnah Berurah weighs in against the Magen Avraham. Hanachon Shebetikun Lo Yochal B'Sheyesh Bo Torah Lechem Kim B'Soch Hasuda. Because Taka, if it's Tikun, the Mishnah Berurah says we're not sure if we passing like the Magen Avraham that Torah Lechem would be enough because it's not Bishul, or we passing like the other Achronim that it is like Bishul and Torah Lechem alone is not enough, you have to have size. So he tells you this is the, you should only eat it in the middle of a meal where you washed already. That's only if you don't have pieces of a kazayas. Avalim tigein prusa sheish behem kazayas, like French toast. Afilu azo lehator lechem pashut demavarach hamotzi. Then obviously, even if you do have French toast where it breaks up into small pieces, it doesn't matter as long as you have some prusa there that is a kazayas. Okay, back in the mechaber, third line. Now we get to the second case. V'im eino mevushal. So this is the second case. There's no bishul. So we either or is going to be enough now. Im yesh ba prusas kazayas mevarach alav hamotzi afilu ein lo tor lechem. V'im ein bahem kazayas im yesh bahem tor lechem. Tahainu shehu nikar v'yadua shehu lechem mevarach alav hamotzi berkas hamazon. V'im ein bahem tor lechem mevarach bari mina mezaranas lebracha achas me'ein shalosh. Okay, didn't add anything to what we said before. Well, again, he's not repeating it. Yeah. We did it in the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah just laid it out. Okay, it's almost like the Mishnah Berurah knew we were going to have trouble, so he tried to organize it even better. And now the third case is the matzah flour case. V'im eino lo mevushal v'lo mechubar ela meforor dak dak. Okay, that's soles. Flour. Af al pi she'ein bo kazayas, and this is the chiddush. It doesn't matter, even though there's no kazayas. V'lo toar lechem. It's no different than the mashahu, right? B'varach alav hamotzi birkas hamazon. Okay. Right. And I look at Yud Aleph, and you'll tell me what's the marker for this mechaber. Yesh mi she'omer de peirurim shenosnim b'mayim. So here you just a shoreh, you just soak the water in bread. There's no bishul. V'hamayim mislabnim machmas ha'peirurim, and the water actually gets white, which is an indication that it's almost like it's the extract of the bread, the essence of the bread is removed into the water. Azulei tarisa denahama ve'ei mevarech aleha elabari minim ezonos abracha achas meyein shalosh. The chiddush here is, even though there's no bishul, so if there's no bishul, toa lechem, or kazayas should be enough, and l'chori you have kazayas here, okay? So, but still the din is, you only make a mezonos, because the essence of the bread was removed. Where did this come from? What's the marker for this? Who used to do this in the morning so he could give shiur?
That's right.
Remember, it was Rabbi Yehud? Tosus quoted.
You just learned that.
That
was mezonos, the first mezonos bread,
right.
Because he wanted to give shiur in the morning.
And
he didn't have time to wash.
No right side.
Right. That's Rav David Mimitz. Okay, David Mimitz on Lamed Zayin Amud Beis and Tosfos. Correct. Okay. All right. So now you come to Pesach. We should know what brachas to make on everything. So matzah bray, we talked about. It's pasha the motzi. All right. Now I know. Well, what do you make with the matzah? So
nothing. You just take your piece.
So for example, you make. So, you know, the big problem on Pesach is many of the cakes are potato starch. So, you know, we have Kiddush from Makom Suda, so they serve you, you know, the Kiddush before the real Suda, so you have to have a mezonos with it. The only problem is all the cakes they put out are potato starch. They're shahakal, they're not mezonos. So a lot of people are nichshol on that. But what if you have cake? So cake you need, and obviously if you eat the brox, so if you have cake made with matzah meal. So here you're making cake with matzah meal. So based on what we learned, so we have to, is there bishul or not? So it depends exactly how the cake was made. Let's say it was not. But doesn't matter. That's not bishul. Went into the oven. Went into tanur. So here, there's no bishul. So it's like the case, the second case, nischabru al yedei marak v'dvash. So what do you need here? Do you have tovar lechem on cake?
Absolutely not.
No. Do you have kazayas? No. So that's why it's a mezonos. That's why it's a mezonos. All right,
which is good, but you need mezonos.
Right. A motzi is good. A motzi would be good too. All right. So that's why the cake with matzah meal is a mezonos. But now they also make the Pesach Dika pancakes in the hotels. I mean, I know at home, obviously, you make a lot of things too. So what they do there is it's probably with matzah flour. So it doesn't have kazayas anymore, and it doesn't have. It doesn't have Surah Sapas either. No. But here it's. All right, let's say that it does have. You know, it's hard to say. You know, I'm not. Do they use matzah flour for that? I don't know. Or matzah farfel with bigger pieces.
Well, matzah farfel is completely different, though.
That's it's bigger pieces.
You see Surah Sapas.
Yeah. So let's say even that they use matzah farfel with the bigger pieces.
Well, you don't see it once it's in there, no?
When you make farfel, you see it.
Well, when you...
No, farfel, yes. But when you make...
No, you use the matzah farfel to make a pancake.
What about matzah farfel itself? Is that no question, right?
Could you have... do you have kazayas there? Do you have... You want to say that's Surah Sapas?
Yeah.
So that's Surah Sapas.
Looks like
then
building up matzah.
Okay,
no?
Then...
Matzah farfel is boiled.
So if it's boiled, if you have kazayas though, that would be enough. There's no kazayas, then if it's boiled, it's not enough.
Boiled, definitely.
Not enough. Right.
Matzah farfel, you don't just put on the plate, it has to be boiled, and it should become farfel. Yeah, we put a little oil in it.
I remember what my mother used to do. She put it in a frying pan, Okay, with a little oil.
Yes.
And then when it would get good and hot, they would throw water on it.
That's correct.
And then that would soften it and
spices.
Like
that. But more oil.
So that might qualify for Bishul too.
That's right.
But do you have kazayas? So it comes out, do you have kazayas or not? That's the question.
Don't have.
Well, all right, look, that's going
to
be...
recognizable, but easily...
You put a lot together.
Look in the Mishnah Brura, Simon Kata Nun Dalet, Arturo. Look in Nun Dalet. Sif Kata Nun Dalet, like the fifth wide line, kazayas. Nun Dalet. So the Mishnah Brura here tells you a very important halacha by kazayas. Rotsa Lomar, Murray, on this page.
Yeah.
Nun Dalet, Sif Kata Nun Dalet, in the Mishnah Brura, Nun Dalet. Rotsa Lomar, Bahaprusa Atzma Shemavarachale Hoyabokazayas Mikodem, Velo Nifchasa Mishur Ze Ayde Habishul, that even after the Bishul it maintained the size. Velo Mitzarfinon Lo Mashinistapko im Chavroseha. The fact that it's clumped together with other pieces, we don't count. The original piece has to be a kazayas.
Uh-huh.
All right? All right, so the original piece has to be... So in this matzah farfel, just because you have a mass,
doesn't mean
that's kazayas. Just because there's a mass doesn't mean it's kazayas. So these pancakes, I know we always have in Pesach, there's probably not a kazayas in there. And it's also, you know, they're like fried, but I know we asked, and they put a lot of oil in there. So if that's bishul, and there's no kazayas, and you don't have to make a motzi. And we said, even if you kaveh a suda, you don't. Looks like you do not. We said there's no kazayas in there. What if it's only tigun, it's not bishul? Then, either kazayas, which we... saying we don't have, or Torah lechem is enough. So does that have Torah lechem? That's such a difficult thing here. Is that Torah lechem or not? Because I think we always assume you have to make a motzi on that.
Well,
and we went through this some
like
Pesach.
Case,
no, there's tigun here, but you want to say
no,
if there's no bishul.
It's starting with soles, though.
Oh yeah, but you start right. So no, but you're adding. You're adding tigun. So you want to say, adding tigun to the third case? No. But there's also, you're adding a lot of other ingredients. The third case has no other ingredients. The second case is, you're adding dvash and marak. So here, when we don't have raw matzah farfel, or raw matzah flour, when you make these pancakes, you put in eggs, and who knows what else
eggs
they put in
oil.
There. So.
Yeah.
So again, even though it's metugon, it's probably like the second case. Mm-hmm. You know, if it's tigun that doesn't reach bishul, it's like the second case. And the second case is, you would make a motzi either Torah lechem or kazayas. So if there's no kazayas there, is there it comes down to Torah lechem. That's what it comes down to.
So if you
take this
stuff and you make these rolls,
on Pesach, what matzah flour they probably use. So it's a second case. But it's interesting. Torah lechem usually refers. In fact, that's what the Mishnah Brura said. Behaprusa atzma that we just read. Shemavarach aleha hayabo kazayis mikodem. Oh, he's talking about the size of kazayis. He's not talking about Torah lechem. But Torah lechem, I assume, is the Torah lechem of the original lechem. So you're saying, I'm making something here. But by the way, do they bake that? How is that made?
Yeah.
Oh, they
yeah.
bake it. So there's no bishul.
No.
So there's no bishul. One second. So what are we talking about?
Wait,
so it's takna afar, a pera rava afar's opam. That's surely lechem. Unless the second time you add a lot of ingredients. So it might be like matzah ashira, which is possible bekisnin. So that, one second. So what do they add? So what do you add to that? You add a lot of other ingredients to that?
I don't make it.
But you eat it. Do you taste the other ingredients? Do you taste the other ingredients? So that's the Mechaber and the Ramad. So where we paskin is, more than 50% of the liquid component has to be non-mayim. It has to be non-mayim on those rolls. That would be a motzi then.
Yeah.
because there's no bishul. And in fact, there's afiyah again. There's really the second afiyah. So you look at it as a new afiyah. And if you had any other ingredients, it might be possible with kisnin. See, like our second case, it was just, you know, shenidbakim al yedei morok o dvash. But what if you would take that now and put it into an oven? If you put it into an oven.
It's not going to get higher. It's going to...
Right, it's not, that doesn't...
It's the same level.
Right, it doesn't, surely doesn't hurt by putting it in at all.
Right, I would admit, it started off as pas.
But it never left pas. Because all you didn't do anything here to degrade the shame lechem.
No, but by adding the stuff, you made it a...
The other ingredient. You might have made it possible with kismet. That's correct. Yeah, you may have made it possible with kismet.
Is there some substantive difference between matzo flour, matzo meal, matzo...
Yeah, the size is... Yeah, but halakha... So the only thing is, are any of them kazayas? Probably not. The biggest, I think, is matzah farfel. They're not kazayas. So halakhically, I think they're all the same. Individually, they're not. We said that there has to be...
come together.
Right. So it looks like halakhically, they're like the third case here. If you eat them just the way they are, it's hamotzi. If you add bishul, depends if you have sizes of kazayas, but what we're saying here is by Pesach, you'll never have sizes of kazayas with bishul. So that means on Pesach, anything that you are mevashel is not going to be a motzi. That's the key in Pesach. And now, if there was bishul, there's no motzi. That's the thing. So look in. What you want to say something?
So it sounds like we're saying if you take a complete piece of matzah that's a kazayas.
Complete piece.
And then you break it up.
How small are the pieces that you break?
But it still has turas ha-matzah.
Right.
You have to wash and make a motzi.
If there was no bishul.
Yeah.
Right.
But
correct.
The opposite is, if you have matzah farfel, you could have 2 pounds of matzah farfel.
Right.
And you make something out of
it. You mevashel it.
Maybe not.
Oh, no. So again, if you're not mevashel or something, let's say you take matzah farfel and you just add it to soup, okay, or to dvash.
Yeah, a whole bunch.
A whole bunch. But it doesn't matter if you each individual piece. You have to have an individual piece with a kazayas. All right. Here you don't have that, but right. You do have again tzuras hapas. You can. That's what you would argue. Okay. So in the matzah farfel, you would have tzuras hapas. So that you would have to make a motzi.
Oh, because I thought we were saying that even if you have more than a kazayas of those little pieces, that the fact that they're individually small pieces, and if there's a mass that you don't make.
No, the mass you don't. Right, but there's a but here there was no bishul. By bishul you need kazayas. If there's no bishul, tzuras hapas is enough.
And you put it into the soup, like you said.
So, with the bishul, we change.
Well, that's not bishul, even.
Not bishul,
so he says, we didn't do. Bishul is only in the Kli Rishon. Only in the Kli Rishon or Irui Kli Rishon. So, for example, like you said, let's say you break up a matzah and put it into your hot soup,
yeah.
Which is Kli Sheni, right? At least Kli Sheni. That's not bishul agave these halachos.
So, we have to wash for it, is that according to this?
That's correct.
Right?
That's correct. Yeah, it'd be even if it's less than a kazayas. Right. Correct. Yeah. Correct.
So matzah lasagna, which is like a layer of matzah, a layer of cheese and sauce.
Surasa pasta. First of all, that's bishul.
It should be any different than pizza. Frozen pizza.
No, you don't jump. But we did lasagna. Okay, you weren't. Did you listen to the? You didn't listen to the shiur. You should listen to. We did lasagna last week. Remind me in a second. I'll do lasagna. All right. I just want to show you. Knedlach and Kremslach. Everybody know what Kremslach are?
Yeah.
Depends what part of Europe. You know what Kremslach are? You should know.
I know Kremslach.
Of course. How could you not know Kremslach?
The difference between a latke. You know what the difference between a latke and a Kremslach? A latke.
The little ones. The little things are Kremslach.
The potatoes are cooked, are fried. You know, raw, right? And you make like a little pancake out of it, as opposed to a Kremslach. You cook the potatoes beforehand, and you put it in a ricer, and then you make it, you know, like
nice thin, little pieces.
Makes it look like rice. Then you add eggs, and then you fry that. So that's a chremzel.
You don't know what a crumb is?
We usually eat it every...
If he knows the recipe,
I know the recipe.
I'm
usually
checking.
Eat it
we should put together a cookbook.
Because, you know, that's the only thing you can eat.
I didn't know the details. The only thing I know
that's
that the crumb is from cooked potatoes.
Ah,
you
boiled.
The other one is from raw potatoes.
All right, there you go.
That's all I knew. I didn't know.
Here's a fundraiser. We should put together a cookbook on all bread derivative recipes came out of Shear.
And butterfly. Right.
Yeah, right. Okay, look at Sif im Sif Nun Tes. Look at Sif Nun Tes. Nun Tes. Okay. So what does the Mishnah Berurah say? Hatam the Odif Bazemi often a Rishon. The cave in Shalonis Bashel, we said already, since it was no Bishul, Torah Lechem Shalom, Hashiva Shunikar, Vyadua Yoser. Okay, so the Torah Lechem maintains itself. So see, it's more than just shape. Remember, we talked about this. We talked about by Rachel, it says Yifas Marav, Yifas Toar. Toar is also is an issue of character. So here's an inanimate object like Lechem. So it's also the character of the bread. So you can have the shape of a piece of bread, of a slice of bread, but it went through Bishul. So we consider the Torah Lechem was lost. But on the other hand, you can have something without Bishul where you no longer actually have the actual shape, but still maintains the character of the bread. Okay? So therefore, there's no Bishul, so Torah Lechem is enough. Obviously, you're not going to bench unless you eat the right shear. Now, im pirer halechem achek zirum lesoles. So this is the case we've been talking about. Now you take, he's not talking about matzah, okay, but the same thing. You take lechem and you bring it back to into flour. V'akakach chazar v'giblon b'shuman. And you mix it now again with fat. V'chayotze bazeh, or other types of liquids like that. And here in the parentheses, she'anu korin b'shonenu knedlach o chremzalach. Okay? So I am b'mogen avroa mashikosa bazeh. If you boil this now, okay, here he's making an interesting point. Even though it's like flour, I guess here it is mitzaref. You know, before he said to us that when you have prusos, you have to have one prusa with the kazayas. Here where you have flour, you hear what he's saying?
Yeah.
Here there is a tziruf. If you made it back into soles, and that might be our matzah pancakes, there is a tziruf. So maybe you do have a kazayas there. You know that? You do have a kazayas. So v'yosim avarchal hem bari mine mizonos. Even though you have a kazayas. V'afilu imachal harbe. So how come? Because there was Bishul. Well, this is a big chiddush here. Even though there was Bishul, and even though you have a kazayas of flour in each one, you still make a mizonos, and even if you eat a lot. All right? Do we understand this? I think what's troubling me a little bit, he says, what's the chiddush here? By Bishul we said that kazayas, what did we say by Bishul? Size is what's important, right? So here, maybe it's not so, his lashon is a little bit megumgum. Maybe Taka, you the chiddush is, even though you have a kazayas with a tziruf, he does maintain what he said by the prusa, but you don't have a prusa of a kazayas. And if you don't have a prusa of a kazayas, then even though the tziruf is a kazayas, the fact that it was bishul means that you make a bari mina mizonos. All right? Okay. So do we understand this? The reason on knedlach and chremzlach, okay, not just on with matzah, even now on a Friday night, now they have knedlach mix. Okay, well, that's I just asked my wife before I came to shiur. That's matzah flour.
Matzah flour.
But I mean, you would make knedlach with bread too before you had anything. In the old days, they probably used the bread, right? Like in Keren B'Yavda, they made the ketzitzot with the bread. So there also, since you don't have prusa, you don't have one piece of a kazayas, the bishul remove the shame lechem. And that's why you make a borei mina mezonos. Okay? So whether matzah flour or bread, knedlach and chremzlach would be a mezonos. And again, even if you're kaveya suda on it, this is like a matzah kadera now, you would not make a motzi. And finally, the last case is what we also just talked about, Murray. Ve'im afon, after you broke up this bread into solas, and then you mixed it again, and now you baked it instead of mevashel it, right? Nachon shelo yochlem ki'im besoch hasuda. This already is a big question. Okay? All right, this is a little bit more complicated. It's a little bit late. I'm not going to get into this, but there's one last thing I want to show you. Having done all of this, okay, here's a question, all right? Let's see who can answer this. So Erev Pesach, kol ochel matzah b'Erev Pesach ki'ilu boel arusoso b'veis chamor. So we know we're not allowed to eat matzah on Erev Pesach, okay? And what kind of matzah can't we eat Erev Pesach? Only that kind of matzah with which I can be yotzei at night, okay? Can I eat knedlach Erev Pesach? What would you say?
Yes.
Okay. What he says? Yes. Why?
Because you couldn't be yotzei achilas matzah with that.
Okay. Because we just said really, you make a bori mina mezonos. The shame lechem was removed. Correct. I think Albi is correct.
So
I'll ask you some. What? One second. Well, let's.
I have to.
3 in the afternoon is a different question. It's another din of Erev Pesach. No. May Esser shows for Lamala because you should eat matzah l'teyavon. That's another din of l'teyavon.
No, I was choking. I had to throw myself against the cabinet.
Are you serious?
You ever had that feeling?
Not that bad. I mean, that's
how you know what to do.
Unlock yourself on the chair.
Which way? From the front?
Yeah.
Oh, I never heard that. Yeah. That's good to know. You
over
hear that?
The chair. Yeah, unlock yourself.
God forbid if you're alone. Wow. One thing is for sure, there were Prusas Kayamos there. but again, But there's another din of Shah series that you should eat l'teyavon. But we never, it's l'maisa, that's not an issue for us usually, because we don't eat matzah a whole day because of that other din, all right? So I think Albi is correct. You can't be yotzei with knedlach at night, okay? So you should be able to eat it during the day. And I ask you something else.
Well,
can you eat cake that was made with matzah meal, Erev Pesach? I'm asking you now, based on what we're learning. Can you eat cake made with matzah meal? So what did we say? What bracha do you make on cake on Pesach that's made with matzah meal? Mezonos. We said why you don't make a hamotzi. So based on what we learned,
yes,
you should be allowed to eat knedlach, and you should be allowed to eat regular cake. But Artur is right. They'll shoot you. They see in the hotels. Chas v'shalom. They should ever serve something like this. Okay. So Taka in Sif Tuf Ayin Aleph, which is the Seif about Erev Pesach. So the Ramah says, matzah shenefe kisikna. What does kisikna mean? It became lechem. It's lechem. So what are we dealing with here? How does the shape... This matzah I can't eat, because I can be yotzei with this matzah at night. Oh, but how do I remove the shame lechem, the shame matzah? If I remove it, I should be able to eat it Erev Pesach. And if that's the halacha we learned tonight. If I remove the shame lechem, I can eat it Erev Pesach. You crush it up, v'nilosha, then you mix it with some b'yayin v'shemen, eina nikreis matzah ashira v'asura l'ochla b'erev Pesach. All you did here is, it's case two. Case two is there was chibur with marak or dvash. That's what happened here. There's no afia, there's no bishul, Okay? So you can be Yotzi with this at night also, because it has, it still has the shame lechem. Okay, and it's not even matzah ashira, even though it's yayin v'shemen. That's the interesting chiddush. Because why? You probably have kazayas here. Maybe you don't have kazayas, but you surely have the tzuras hapas.
So why is that matzah ashira?
Because it was matzah
ashira. The main peiros have to be
it became, at the time it became lechem, it was lechem gomur, meaning matzah gomur. Matzah ashira is when it's in the tanur and it becomes matzah through yayin v'shemen. That's the chiddush here. Okay? That's all that the Ramah says. But the Mishnah Brura adds the following. Bein shenefes acha kach shenis, bein shelo nefes. Varotza lechel kamo shehi. Even if you bake it, the baking is not going to make a difference even a second time. It's not going to remove the shame lechem. And we talked about it. Baking doesn't remove the shame lechem. Okay. Okay, so Eino Nikreis Matzah Ashira. And the Mishnah Berurah explains, Alonis Batal Mimena Shame Matzah Al Yedei Zeh. Alright. By the way, he says, even though it still has a shei matzah, but we become a kum lotzeis by yedei matzah belayla ain't kedai. You know, we went as far as to say that it's if it didn't lose a shei matzah, you should be able to be yotzei at night. So this already, because gam lachus liyesh. All right, this is already a little bit of a chumra, but whatever lo kedai, whatever that means.
Still doesn't sound like lechemoni.
Right. Okay. That might be the var. Okay.
That's correct.
And it seems that there is a shita that it is matzah shira. Bekol zeh bishalo bishla. All of what we just said here is if you didn't boil it. Aval im bishla. Ukamo shenoagim b'medina seno lasos kadur b'matzah shekorin knedlach. O matzah mivusheles. Bekli rishon. Okay. Mutal ochla kodem Shah Asiris, the Zebevade lo mikre matzah, kidimavur, the Siman Tav Samachalav. So the Fadish, you can have Knedlach on Erev Pesach before matzah Shah Asiris. Okay? And nobody does it. You always, what do you feed the family Erev Pesach?
That's correct.
Okay?
Matzah or Asiris,
when
is the Asiris time? Up to what time?
Normally, it's 4 p.m. Perfect day, it's 4 p.m.
4 p.m.
Yeah, but Shah's Manios, you have to figure out what it is.
For the afternoon.
Yeah, 4 p.m.
Lunch, but according to everybody, you should be able to.
Should be. Mr. Brewer says black and white, you can eat Knedlach.
So
okay?
We always break our head, but like you said,
okay, but like everything else, Artura, Lamaisa, you go and ask Shaila. But because I know we all grew up not eating that, and I don't know why. Okay.
The elderly sick person who eats matzah shira.
But he cannot be yotzei mitzvah matzah with that.
He can't
override lechemoni. That's a problem here. He can't eat. So you know. That's a different thing. We're machmir not to eat matzah shira. The rest of Pesach, because of Shitas Rashi, that it's Chometz Nuksha. That's a whole different issue. He held that Matzah Shira was only certain of the ingredients. Like, it made Beitzim, egg matzah, according to the Rambam, was not Matzah Shira. So therefore, you could be Yotzi at night, and therefore you could not eat it Erev Pesach. That's why, according to the Rambam, Erev Pesach, Shcholios v'Shabbos, you couldn't use egg matzahs, so they made Matzah Shira with grape juice.
Yeah, yeah.
Even the Maram agreed it's Matzah Shira. Adkan.